Hello everyone, welcome to the call. This is Evelyn Lim from AbundanceTapestry.com. I'm very excited to be here as I'm passionate about the topic on self-love. It is through self-love healing that I've been able to overcome many of my own struggles. I would like to share what I have found out with you. And so, I've chosen today's topic to be on Heal Yourself with Self-Love. Hopefully, you can learn something that can possibly help you in your journey. There was a period in time when I was repeatedly criticizing myself. I was extremely harsh inwards. Instead of seeking support, I felt that no one would understand what I was going through. Certainly, not my parents, husband, or friends. I felt extremely alone in my pain. I would sit on my own, feeling terribly sorry for myself. Is it the same for you too? What I would like you to know is that you are not alone. There are many people out there who are going through the same issues on insufficient self-love. They do not know what to do, and they have no idea how to love themselves. Well, I found this out when I published a blog post on self-love about 4 years ago. I was amazed. I received a massive response after publishing it. I was not expecting it, of course. I started out by merely sharing what I had gone through. Well, I received more than 1,000 emails from people sharing their difficulties with me. At first, I didn't realize what was happening. I simply responded as the emails came. But after a while, I noticed a steady stream of messages. And so, eventually, I got round to creating a separate folder for these emails. I collected and replied to as many as I could. Judging from the emails sent, I was able to observe that a lack of self-love is a problem that cuts across race, nationality, and religion. I received emails from people all over the world. I received emails from teenagers as young as 14 years old and senior folks as old as 60 plus of age. It took me 3 years after publishing the post to get round to writing a book on self-love. For those who don't already know, my book is titled Self-Love Secrets: How to Love Yourself Unconditionally. The funny thing was, when I set the intention to write such a book, I encountered situations that took me into deeper self-healing. Some of the situations I met were pretty dramatic. But of course, now looking back, they are all good. I emerged in a better and more loving state than before. It is still the same today. I will meet with situations that will trigger me into a deeper level of self-healing. Some were not very pleasant, but I would say that all were pretty necessary. Thus, you can say that I am still on a journey towards complete self-love and acceptance. What is great is that I'm in a much better position to deal with whatever life presents to me. And it is all because I've come into a sufficient level of love for myself. Some of us do not even recognize or know it for ourselves. Like, how do you know if you're having an issue or not with self-love? The easiest way to know is if you have difficulties is to tune in and make some observations. You start to take notice of your thoughts, feelings, and how you have been behaving to outside triggers. So here are some questions that you can also ask yourself. How do you treat yourself? Are you kind to yourself? Do you constantly criticize yourself? Do you feel poorly about yourself Do you believe that you're not worthy unless you achieve something in life? Do you believe that you're not lovable? Do you downplay yourself all the time? Do you go around feeling sorry for yourself? You have to raise your level of awareness about the self. And one of the easiest ways is to tune in to your self-talk. Start taking notes by becoming mindfully aware throughout the day. Observe if you have been saying nice or horrible things about yourself. Now, studies show that an average person makes an estimated 300 to 400 self-evaluations per day. And for the average person, 80% of self-evaluations are negative and only 20% is positive. Hence, looking at stats for a mind that is in non-stop chatter, the self-talk is likely to be negative. If this is the case for you, then it can be deduced that you have largely been dissatisfied with the person you are. In extreme cases, low self-love can also manifest in a form of eating disorders, depression, and addictive behavior such as taking drugs or drinking. Now, should you feel bad, so bad about yourself, most areas of your life will naturally be affected. Anything from your home, relationships, work life, and success. No surprises there. All in, it is clear that if you wish to function well, then you will need to love yourself unconditionally. There's a popular saying, you must love yourself before you can love another. On first look, the saying may appear rather odd. Well, I certainly did not have a clear understanding when I first encountered the saying. You must love yourself before you can love another. What does it really, really mean? So here's a great way of explaining it. Recall the time when you were sitting on a plane. Now you would have heard the following airline safety instructions over the intercom upon takeoff. In the unlikely event of a loss of cabin pressure or an emergency, oxygen masks will appear overhead. If you're seated next to a small child or someone needing assistance, secure your own mask first before assisting others. Well, to be honest, I would often dismiss the announcement as background noise. After all, every time I board the plane, it is the same message. And so, I would mentally switch off and read the in-flight magazine instead. However, one of my blogger friends drew my attention to the announcement. She pointed out that it was valuable advice. I realized that she was right. The announcement says to secure your own mask first before assisting others. Perhaps the first time you hear it, it feels like an advice that goes against your gut. After all, if you're seated next to your child or someone who seems to be in a greater need, it is almost instinctual to place his or her safety needs first. Yet, the instructions make sense. Prior to helping others to breathe, you must first be able to breathe. If you do otherwise, you limit your ability to truly assist others. It is hard to be of service to others when you're suffocating from the lack of oxygen yourself. In the context of self-love, it also means that the world does not stand to gain if you do not already love yourself. The world only benefits when you do. One practical way to self-love is to treat yourself like a best friend. You build a good relationship on the inside. You show the same level of genuine care you would give to a friend. You're loving, accepting, and forgiving. You do not judge, criticize, or rebuke. You also say encouraging
and supportive things in your inner talk. You can even laugh about yourself in the company of your family and friends. There's enough self-acceptance to know that it is okay for others to join in the laughter. You have no problems sharing your most embarrassing secrets. You can do this because you're already best friends with yourself. I've realized that self-love involves a holistic approach. You can't just work on one aspect. All aspects of the body, mind, and spirit have to be integrated and aligned. At the level of the body, we take time for self-care. We eat healthily, exercise, and schedule time for rest and breaks. We nourish ourselves. We place our self-care needs as important. It is easy to put them last when we have little love for ourselves. Thus, self-care is taking care of the physical aspects of our well-being. At the level of the mind, we say kind and encouraging things to ourselves. Perhaps previously, we have been calling ourselves all kinds of names, like failure, freak, not good enough, lousy, and so on. We beat ourselves up constantly. Well, it is time to stop. At the level of the spirit, we allocate time for inner work and peaceful contemplation. We get to know who we really are above the mental noise that we are constantly engaged in. We rise above the voice of our inner critic. Through self-discovery, we are led into knowing there's nothing not to love about ourselves and that we are deserving and worthy in every way. Let's get real. Learning to love yourself unconditionally is not going to be a one-day affair. If you have been in the habit of being unkind, then unconditional self-love is going to take time. It takes patience, compassion, and continuous conscious awareness. There are things that you need to do differently. The thing is, if you have not built a sufficient level of self-love, you can possibly fall into the same traps of deep self-resentment over and over again. Thus, you end up feeling extremely exhausted and depleted. Beliefs like, I'm not lovable, or I'm not worthy or deserving. These beliefs sabotage you. They lie in your subconscious. So obviously, to change them, you will need to access your subconscious. One way to think of the subconscious mind is to imagine a hard drive on a computer. Virtually everything you see, hear, smell, taste, experience, learn, and even imagine gets stored in this internal hard drive. It has a huge capacity. It also stores archives of the past that you may not be consciously aware of. Reportedly, your subconscious mind drives 90% of your outward behavior, especially during stressful situations. On an everyday basis, you access your subconscious when you do things on the automatic, such as when you're driving or cycling. The main thing to remember is that the subconscious has no analytical ability. It simply stores what it is fed. Thus, it can be said to be the case of garbage in and garbage out. So, if you are to take charge of the untapped power of your subconscious mind, you have to start feeding it with good information. When assessing your subconscious, you need to engage your senses. The more you engage your senses, the better you are able to reprogram yourself on a vibrational level. The more you tune into the vibration of love, the sensation of feeling, the greater your ability to vibrate it. It does not happen just overnight. Many of us need to work at tuning up our vibrations. To be out of the woods and to experience a real shift, you need to feel good about yourself in a sublime state continually. You will need to set intentions, release old patterns, and reprogram yourself with positive affirmations. Now, the best way to make inroads into your subconscious is when you are in deep relaxation. In a meditative state, you are very relaxed. You are in the alpha or the theta states, the states just before you fall asleep. It is also where you can get a glimpse of what profound love feels like. This is where many people face challenges in. Many people find it hard to quieten the mind. In the beginning, I experienced great difficulty with meditation on my own too. I found it difficult to get rid of the negative inner chatter and settle the mind down enough for quiet time. My mind would go back and forth, back and forth, and back and forth. It either thinks about the past, what happened yesterday, what I ate for lunch or dinner, and about the future, what I would like to eat tomorrow, or what my plans are for the next day. I could hardly stay in the present, and it was extremely frustrating. Luckily, I managed to overcome many of my own personal struggles. Now, I find it nice to be able to start the day or end the evening with quiet time. Spiritual traditions call this process the practice of meditation. With meditation, you are like a witness, a silent observer. Without any reaction, you're simply observing your thoughts. Thus, you practice non-attachment to your thoughts or thinking process. You do not feed your negative emotions. You are simply noticing. You're also not about to change or fix anything. And gradually, your conscious detachment dissolves the pain and suffering that you have emotionally been holding on to. In a relaxed state, you're able to heal yourself in the body, mind, and spirit. You're worthy of love even though you could have experienced some horrible life experiences. I completely understand that you may have chosen to close your heart. Closing your heart could have been your way of keeping yourself safe from being hurt again. But, as best-selling author Louise Hay says, the point of power is always in the present moment. This means that you choose to heal in the now, even for things that have happened in the past. The past is already long gone. It is over. It is a fact that you cannot undo the past. What you can do, however, is to decide to forgive and to release yourself from the past right now. You may have memories of the past traumatic incident, but you choose not to let them affect you emotionally anymore. There's nothing wrong with wanting to keep yourself safe for a while. In fact, it goes to show that your coping mechanism is a healthy one. Yet, there will come a time when you need to open your heart. If you continue to keep it closed, you will be prevented from ever receiving the love that you deserve. You cannot have a closed heart if you intend to have healthy relationships with others. Hence, make a conscious decision to open your heart. Making this intent alone is a spiritual one. It activates universal life force that works through your heart chakra energy center. You will start to engage your heart instead of only your mind. Self-love is about feelings. It connects you with your heart, your fourth chakra. Chakras are your energy centers. They are the openings for life energy to flow into and out of your aura. Your fourth chakra is the bridge between your physical and spiritual worlds. There are altogether seven chakras. The fourth chakra is the middle chakra, right in the middle of your chest. If you have been close to love, I invite you to consider what I have just shared. Opening your heart chakra allows love to flow through. Towards the end of this call, I hope to take you on a short guided meditative process to opening your heart. If your heart is closed, then I suggest you join me in the exercise. So let's move on to the Q&A section of this call. Thank you for sending your questions in. Let me go through the questions right now. Muhammad from Egypt asks, I always read that in order to succeed, you must love yourself. But how can I love myself? What is the meaning of self-love? And if I don't love myself, what should I do? I've already explained that self-love involves a body, mind, and spirit perspective. And so, what you can do is to consider what it means to love yourself at the level of the body, mind, and spirit. Write in your journal on what you can do for yourself at each level, and be sure to follow up with these ideas. I would like to elaborate more on having to love yourself before you can truly succeed. I believe that the popular saying is more about having to love yourself first before you can truly love another. Nonetheless, let me explain how self-love is ultimately linked to success. Firstly, I would like to ask you how you would define success. Are you defining success as wealth, achievement, and recognition? Most people I know, when they truly feel it from their heart, define success to not just mean material wealth, but overall abundance, that is, having the balance of love, health, financial wealth, and so on. It is the same for me too. I see abundance to mean having a balance of the important aspects in my life. Self-love is about your being. By not having adequate self-love, you would lack the capacity to experience love to its fullest possible extent. To awaken into wholehearted loving, you need to first embody it. It is only when you feel full that you're willing to give it away freely. Giving and receiving is the basis of abundance. Giving is a reflection of your internal value. Each time you give, you're saying something about your ability to draw from the bounty of goodness that resides from within. And so, this means you are in the state of abundance and not lack. By vibrating abundance, you are able to manifest abundance and thereby success. This is a universal law. You have to first be in order to attract and manifest the outcomes that have the same vibrational resonance. Yes, it can appear as if it is possible to love others even with having little for the self. However, the thing is, you will never know, truly know, how deep a reserve you have until you go inside yourself. On the contrary, by loving yourself unconditionally, you get to connect with Source. You will begin to realize how infinitely loving you already are. You will become aware that your capacity for love extends beyond your family, but also for many, many more people, multiple times over. By discovering your essence, you get to experience the amazing life that matches the truth of your being. Hence, love brings you into the fullness of who you potentially can be. This ultimately means true success and
abundance. Let's move on to the next question. Here is a question from someone in Vancouver. How can I love myself when my husband hates me and I can see that I cause pain around me? I love me, but I now doubt me. I'm sorry to hear that you are having a difficult time with your husband. I completely understand how sad you must be. Although our issues are not the same, I had once experienced many challenges in my relationship with my husband as well. I can only share what has helped mine. I made changes on a vibrational level. It is also when I started to experience a better and more loving relationship with my husband. Let me just elaborate on what I mean. Without going through a physical separation, your best bet is to change the energy around your relationship. Granted that it takes two to make a relationship, but because you cannot change him directly, you have to begin with yourself. I'm also wondering that if you're aware that there are some contradictions in what you've said. My guess is that you would like to think that you love yourself, but in reality, what you are experiencing is low self-esteem and the belief that you're not worthy of being loved. You're allowing someone else to dictate how you feel about yourself. I'm guessing that your emotions are anger, blame, insecurity, uncertainty, unloved, and so on. And these emotions are essentially fear. And fear is the opposite from love. You need to first bring awareness that you are not having sufficient self-love. It is important to acknowledge this and realize that healing is less about someone else, including your husband, but more about yourself. Of course, it would seem as if your husband is partially responsible for your inability to love yourself. But unless you take ownership of your issues, you will be stuck in blame, anger, and resentment. You need to take charge and do what is necessary for you to make that shift. Hence, bring awareness to the fact that you do not need to depend on others to love yourself. Know that love is your natural state. What you need to work on is to release the negative emotions and change the beliefs that you have about yourself and the relationship. If you're directing anger inwards, then you will need to stop doing that. When you truly love yourself, you don't doubt, censure, question, or judge. You trust yourself, you care, and you nourish yourself in every way. As you change how you feel about yourself, you will find other people responding more positively towards you. Let's move on to the next question. Question from Maris. I was married for 35 years. We never fought. I thought we had a great marriage. Then I find out she was having an affair. We sold the house and we got separated. I'm miserable and depressed. I'm a mess. Yes, it does hurt. The feeling of betrayal, confusion, and sadness. I understand. You have been married for 35 years, and where there's a separation, you will feel a sense of loss. I wrote an article on my blog just early this week about mending your broken heart and moving on. You may like to read it if you have not already done so. Naturally, you will go through a grieving period, but at some point, look into healing your wounds. You need to do this for yourself. Love yourself enough to go into healing. Healing is not going to happen overnight. I also suggest that you look for support during this period. This person may be a friend or a trained counselor, but definitely get assistance to help you
in releasing some of your emotions so that you can move on in good time. Next question. How do I deal with feeling guilty because practicing self-love can potentially mean that I need to take me time and therefore less time for others? It may seem as if you're spending less time tending to the needs of others. But if you're serving others all the time, you're going to feel depleted. In the end, you could become even more resentful. So, what you're vibrating is anger instead of love. Your friends are going to feel it after a while. You can help others more if you're running on a full tank of love. You can only do this with sufficient self-care. There's more of you to give. So this means that you will need to take time to recharge. Just think about your car. There will be wear and tear. You will need to send it for servicing every once in a while. You can't keep any equipment running without apportioning some downtime. By having downtime, your equipment runs longer and more efficiently in the end. Now let's move on to the next question. Will loving ourselves make us more self-centered? What are your thoughts? There's a difference between healthy self-love and being self-centered. They are not the same thing. A narcissist is someone who is self-centered, for instance. He feels inadequate but wants to make up for his lack through a show of pretense. The irony is that he's filled on an empty tank. He needs to depend on others to feel worthy. Conversely, someone with self-love is not boastful. He or she cultivates a sense of quiet confidence. So if you love yourself truly, you do not have to depend on others for approval. The ocean of love that you draw on is pure, overflowing, and eternal. You are self-aware and you are very centered. It is much easier to illustrate what self-centeredness means through a story. Do you recall the story of the Emperor's New Clothes? I believe the story is written by Hans Christian Andersen. Well, as the story goes, there lives an emperor who is very vain. He cares for nothing but his own appearance. He likes being admired and praised upon. One fine day, two tailors appear before the emperor. They promise the emperor the finest suit of clothes from a fabric invisible to anyone who is unfit for his position. Even though the egoistic emperor cannot see the cloth, he pretends that he can. He doesn't want others to know that he is unfit. His ministers are also afraid of being labeled as stupid. So they pretend that they can see the fabric too. Now when the swindlers report that the suit is finished, they put up the appearance of dressing him up. The emperor then marches into the street along with his ministers. And suddenly, a child in the crowd blurts out, "The emperor is wearing nothing at all except for his underwear." Immediately, the whole place goes silent. Everyone now sees through the pretense. The emperor realizes that he has just been fooled. So now this story is about the emperor being a narcissist. He's very boastful and all. His confidence does not come from a place of healthy self-love. It's more like he wants to show himself off. His self-love and esteem is not very strong to begin with. I'm afraid that I'm running out of time. I won't be able to address all your questions. I hope to answer them in another call or address some of these in my post on abundancetapestry.com. But for now, I would like to take you through a guided healing session. It is all in the experiencing. It is just going to take you 5 minutes. Don't do this if you're driving a car or operating machinery. Only follow this section when you are at home. So let's get ready by sitting comfortably. You can sit on the chair or on the floor or any place where you feel at ease. Best is to sit cross-legged. Keep your spine straight, but adopt a relaxed posture. So close your eyes right now and relax completely. Allow yourself to breathe peacefully. Breathe in, breathe out. Let breath be your guide. With every in breath, experience the gift of being alive. With every out breath, release any tension, worry, or stress. Relax. Relax every part of your body. Relax from the top of your head, the back of your neck, your shoulders, to your arms, fingers, torso, knees, feet, and to your toes. Relax completely. Through your breath, bring your consciousness to rest in the present moment. Allow yourself to be fully present, rooted in the earth, open to the skies above you, right here, right now. Slowly bring awareness to the center of your chest. Bring attention to the space within your heart. Make the intention to open your heart gently to give and to receive love. You're choosing to love yourself when you allow your heart to be opened. If your heart feels closed, ask for spiritual help. Make a prayer. May God, my spiritual guides, or angels assist me with opening my heart. Love has healing power. Love is God consciousness. Love is source essence. Love is who you are. Breathe love into your heart center
now.
Infuse your heart with love. Feel your heart filling up with love. Visualize the love quotient of your heart building up to 100%. Embrace yourself in a loving mist of pink energy. This beautiful mist of pure love infuses every part of your body, including every cell, tissue, and organ. See, sense, and feel love radiating through the pores of your skin and outwards to your surroundings. Your heart sparkles and shines brilliantly. The light from within turns into a golden aura. Amplify the light to a healing force, touching your loved ones and reaching every corner of the world. Your heart unites as one with all of existence. Your heart beats in rhythm to the heartbeat of the universe. You are aligned in the body, mind, and spirit. Continue to connect with your breath, feeling the love in your heart. Get ready to return to waking consciousness. Feel your feet on the ground. Wriggle your fingers and toes. When you are ready, open your eyes. Now, how does that feel? Better? More relaxed? The more you go into a state of calm and relaxation, the greater your ability to experience self-healing. You can also reprogram your mind with positive affirmations about the self when you are feeling very relaxed. You can grow the level of self-love by consistently accepting yourself, affirming your worth, and claiming your divinity. It takes patience, focus, and persistence. And so, I would like to encourage you all to heal yourself by setting aside quiet time on a regular basis. And so with this, I would like to end my call today. I hope you have enjoyed what I shared. Thank you all for listening in. I wish you love and abundance always.